There's a new dating thing that I kind of support. I know you're going to be completely against this, but I think it's actually a really good idea. It's a dating term called cushioning. Have you heard about that?
No, don't know what that is.
Okay, so cushioning means, I mean, if you think about the concept of cushioning, it means that you soften a blow, you know, you cushion a fall kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you're dating somebody and you're not sure yet where the relationship is going, you kind of string a couple of more people along on the side in case that primary relationship doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that people are doing now. Like, so you're dating somebody for, I don't know, 3-4 months, relatively serious, you know, before the pandemic, let's say. But while you're dating them, until you know that it's actually going somewhere, you keep your options open.
Don't you do that for the first year anyway? Isn't that what people do?
I do that for the first 10 years. I don't know about other people.
I mean, you still have that person in your address book. You're not taking them out just yet.
Well, it's more than just having them in your address book. It's actually actively keeping a relationship going with them. Like, you text them, you have coffee with them, you let them think that potentially something could happen. You don't actually do anything. It's not like you're cheating on the first relationship and you're not leading anyone on in a physical way, but people are leading other people on. Like, they're keeping them kind of in the friend zone for now, but with potential that something could happen.
The new thing that I didn't even think about until today. So my oldest son has been dating a girl. They've
right.
been dating for, I don't know, 2 months now.
Uh-huh.
And he's basically her chauffeur. He drives her everywhere. He picks her up. I've never even met the girl. He's never brought her around, so I don't know her. But she broke up with him last night.
No!
Yeah. So how she did it was she didn't tell him. She changed her Facebook status to single, then blocked him on the phone.
What?
So he's never going to know what happened.
She's nuts, because I know your kids and they're good kids. He didn't do anything crazy.
No.
So that's the thing. I know she's nuts. You know, he's a bad decision maker when it comes to, as I say, he's a bad picker.
Yep.
He's not good at picking women. This is not the first time I've heard a story where somebody he's dated has done something that is just nuts. But, yeah, that says more about her than it does about him.
But I wonder how many times that happens, to where somebody changes their Facebook and then blocks you on the phone. So you can't even get in touch with them to find out, hey, what I do. You know, I think this is the best way anyway.
I think a few dates, if you only date somebody a couple of times, you can easily ghost them. You can, first of all, what was she doing having her status as in a relationship anyway after 2 months?
Oh, they were already up to having the photo on Facebook, not the profile picture being both of them together. They were at that point.
Okay, so that's the rule. If your Facebook status or any other status is in a relationship, and if you have a photograph of the two of you, then you have to have a face-to-face conversation. You got to grow a pair and sit down and say, it's not working, here's why. You have to do that. You can't just block somebody and ghost them out of nowhere. That's bizarre behavior.
So I think that's the new thing, though. You know, because you can block somebody totally out of your life completely. If you don't share friends, that's it. You're gone. And I don't even know what happens when you text somebody when they block you. What do you get? Do you get a message or just nothing back?
How am I supposed to know? I've never been blocked.
You would be the only person I know that's been blocked from so many phones.
Well, why don't you block me and let's figure it out? You want to block me and we'll see what happens?
Okay, I'll block you.
All right, block me right now. And I'll text you.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
And I'll tell you if something comes up that says you've been blocked.
How do I? Okay, so Cooper.
Okay, so you go to my, you know how to block somebody? Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't. So, okay, I'm going to go to your name.
Yeah, go to your contacts.
Hold on.
Go to where I am.
It says info.
Scroll down.
Uh-huh.
And it says block this person on the bottom.
No, it doesn't. Block me, and then I'll. Because the last thing that I saw is a Steel Panther video that I sent you.
Oh, God. Okay, so you go to...
Just block me.
All right, finally block you. All right.
Okay.
Oh, how weird. Oh, okay, wait. Edit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Why don't I have the option to block you? I guess they know that we're two good friends. I love the fact that they are not allowing me to block you. How is that possible?
I don't know. I blocked you.
Oh, you could block me?
I blocked you. Yeah.
Okay.
So now you're blocked.
Okay, I'm texting you right now.
It feels like a shower. It feels good.
Well, you're finally free of me. Okay, so I was able to send that text. I didn't get any kind of message back that said this person blocked you. But did anything come up?
No, because you're blocked.
Well, okay, so that's all it is. It's not going to tell you, like, because Twitter does tell you that you're blocked by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If someone blocks you on Twitter, it'll tell you.
No, I don't know how to unblock you. That's fine.
Are you serious? You don't know how to unblock me?
Okay, unblock. Now, so if I unblock you, now I wonder if I get that message you just sent, and I haven't gotten it. Oh, now I get it. Asshat. So yeah. I did get the message you sent.
No, you got asshat. I sent before that. Well, you look like a frog.
So I didn't get that one.
No, you didn't get that one because you blocked me.
So I only got asshat.
Yeah, you only got asshat.
So once you're blocked, you can say all kinds of things to that person. They'll never know.
That's right. Yeah, I guess that's the whole point of blocking.
Hold on, let's try this. Hey, Siri, block Cooper.
I don't see block Cooper in your contacts. Cooper Lawrence or block?
Yes, Cooper Lawrence.
Oh, God.
What would you like to know about block?
Oh, God.
Not just useless.
How is that? Could you say it again, please?
Oh, I didn't say Brock. I said block.
You have too many friends with weird names.
I hate Siri. I hate her so much.
You should block her.
Siri. Hey, Siri. She ain't even coming up now. She's pissed at me. God. Another.
Only you can get a woman who is not an actual person mad at you.